Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme. Today is Multi-Subject Friday and scientists working together. Now, this comes from Scientific American, April 2024, page 11. Facing facts, scientists innovate more when they work together in person. So when scientists get together, they bounce ideas off each other, they talk to each other, and new things come about. Now, I'm trying to do something similar to that with this podcast. I'm putting ideas out there from multiple different sources, hoping one of those ideas resonates with you, and you run with it. Let's put ideas together from multiple sources and find something you're passionate about and that you're willing to actually do the work. All right, our next idea coming from, let's see what we got here, Scientific American, April 2024, page 16. Cannibal cells. Gene gives cells appetite for their cancerous peers. So another way to kill cancer is to add this gene to the cells around them, and it'll gobble them up. Well, that sounds pretty good. Let's see how that can go bad. And then we got from Science Magazine, 8 December 2023, page 1135. ROS-induced ribosome impairment underlies metabolic decline in obesity and aging. So, they figured out one of the processes we decline while getting old. Well, that's good that they found the way that we decline and get old. Well, now the process can start to fix that, to reverse that. And as we reverse it more and more, well, we get better and better. So, yay team, run with that. Next one comes from Science Magazine, 8 December 2023, page 1133. A zinc gel for recurrent yeast infections. So they found zinc helps kill yeast. And a zinc gel applied in the right areas can help women that have recurring yeast infections by having the yeast infections not reoccur. Well, if you know a woman that has that problem, or you know a guy who's complained about his woman having that problem, zinc gels apparently will help. And just one of those things that you really should, women should know about. So I'm hoping some women are listening to this and pass the word on. All right. Now, going away from biology and more to physics, this one is Science Magazine, 23 February 2024. Page 829, tandem modules get better. All perovskite tandem solar modules break the 24% efficiency barrier. Now, solar cells, there's a lot of different ways of making solar cells. And there's this relatively new system, and they got better, faster, fast, and ended up with 24% so far. 24% efficiency is very efficient for a solar cell. So let's hope they continue with that. Maybe they'll continue to get better. I don't know. I've never really studied solar cells. I thought nuclear fusion and fission would be better. But hey, when you got to use a solar cell, might as well get the best ones. And next one comes from Nature Magazine, 7 March 2024, page 42. Solvent trick boosts battery performance. Now, inside of your batteries, your long-lasting like Tesla battery, it only works at its most efficient at a very narrow temperature range. Well, if you're driving along and it's very cold out or very hot out and your battery dies very soon because of that, well, your car is a lot less useful. So they came up with a solvent put in your battery, and now your battery works over a much larger temperature range. It works more efficiently. Well, can't beat that. So we definitely want that for those that want to drive, you know, electric cars. Go for it. I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's just not for me. All right, and we're going on to Nature Magazine, 25 April 2024, page 697. Physicists close in on the universe expansion mystery. Results from the James Webb's telescope could help end a long-standing disagreement over the rate of cosmic expansion. Well, the universe is expanding. How fast is expanding? I say at essentially the speed of light. It may be a few miles an hour slower than that, but I think it's expanding at the speed of light. Possibly even faster than the speed of light, depending on your way you define things. And we're traveling out toward the edge of the universe. But the edge of the universe is traveling out faster than we are traveling toward it. So, you know, we got a long, long way to go before we get there. So, it's okay. The universe is expanding. They're trying to figure out how fast it's expanding. I've saved that article because I think it's interesting that I think they get some of the reasons for the expansion wrong. But they are looking, and maybe they'll come across the right reasons. I've covered that in previous podcasts about what my feeling is, that the energy of the Big Bang is weaving together the universe as it expands. And as the universe itself is expanding and essentially stretching, and matter keeps the universe more cohesive, more solid. So you can look up for more details under the Mad Scientist Supreme on Facebook. I recently posted a rather long article about that. Thank you very much for listening to today's We Should All Work Together article. Yes, it's Multi-Subject Friday, but the main subject is science should work together. And working together in person would be preferable. Working together however you can, go for it. Grab whatever ideas you can from wherever you can and make the world a better place. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.